Hello, hello, welcome. In this episode, we will continue talking about, analyzing, and looking at the destruction of the United States of America. We will look at the American Cultural Revolution, and we will look through the American Cultural Revolution from a postmodernist lens, and we will examine how toxic masculinity... No, I'm just joking. We're going to see what's going on. New developments happening all the time. Let's see where this baby's going. As usual, you can follow me at tstutch.com, Taylor Stutch on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram Taylor Radio, and Twitter tstutch1. Thank you and enjoy the episode. All right, guys, let's jump into some more analysis of the cultural situation that we are in. Now, let's talk about something that happened last week. Last week, there was I wouldn't say it's a protest. It occurred on a highway, I-5, in Seattle at night. And it was a group of, I guess, Antifa or BLM people. Oh, hold on one second here. A group of BLM or Antifa people, and they were getting together to shut down the highway. And it was nighttime. They parked cars across the highway. So this is a new tactic. Previously, they were stupid enough just to stand in the road. Now they're stupid enough to park cars in the road. So that way, maybe if somebody drives into it, they could be in trouble for even more than just stopping traffic. Maybe somebody crashes into the cars, you know, people die, would not be good. Anyway, this event that happened last week was quite horrific to see. These cars are spread across the highway, and in the video, the first video I see, there's a couple girls. All right, keep in mind, there's a lot of girls hanging around this movement lately, this Antifa BLM situation, which is very interesting. And there's a couple of girls talking to each other, and you hear other girls in the background. And then somebody yells, car, car, but they're not saying car. Now, keep in mind, they're on the highway. They are not warning of a car coming down the road. It sounds much more like they are announcing to the crowd that there's a car coming so they can confront the car. You know, if you're a person, don't get me wrong, I could be incorrect here, but you hear the person like, car. And it sounds very much like, hey, everybody, we got a car coming. There's no concern in the voice. However, very quickly after the first announcement that there's a car, then people start to realize the car's not slowing down. And then people start going, oh, car, car. And then they start yelling and running out of the way. Now, on the first video that I saw, you see the girls talking. Then you see the phone starts moving. Then you hear screaming and the phone goes flying. And you don't know what happens, right? By that video, I had no idea what happened, except that a car was coming. You don't even see the barricade. Then I saw another angle, and you see the cars parked in the middle of the highway making a blockade. You see a group of people standing by the cars, and you see a white sedan come barreling down the highway around the corner or around a curve. As the car comes around the curve, it sees the blockade and attempts to swerve out of the way. As it attempts to swerve out of the way, going probably 65 miles an hour, then everybody that's protesting, or I guess you could say insurrecting, the people that are rioting, because blocking a highway like that, I won't say is protesting. I refuse to say they're protesting. They start running off to the shoulder of the road, of the highway, the same direction that the car has to go, okay? And then the car tries to avoid the main crowd of people and swerves again to the left as it's going onto the shoulder and hits two people full speed. Both of those people go flying into the air, flying. This car is going 65, 50 miles an hour, probably because once it starts swerving and stuff, it's probably slowing down a little bit, probably going around 55. Hits people going full speed. They go flying in the air. One of those people died, and the other one I think is stable, but you're not going to be the same. You know, you get hit by a car going full speed on the highway. You're not, you know, you got broken bones all over your body. You know, you'd be, I mean, I don't see how, that's tough. That's tough. Your whole life is different. Now, as I've said before, this situation in the United States is heating up. And I don't suspect, I agree with Tim Pool, I don't suspect that it's going to lighten up anytime soon, especially as the YouTube bannings are increasing. People are getting banned off YouTube and Twitter. There was a big purge last week, and it is a bad sign. It is a bad sign for the limited freedom that we have left, guys. It is not good. Now, in the last podcast, I talked a lot about how we, many people in this country, live in an alternate reality. The premise, the base operating program, or not the base, but the as much as the operating program that can be changed has been changed. The reality of our societal structure has been altered in the minds of these dumbasses. I call them dumbasses because, you know, that's what they are. It's very hard to refer to them as people because their ability to think is that of maybe a some kind of primate that's below humans. And I'm talking about anybody, right? I'm talking about people of any race, gender, ethnicity that is actively pushing us into a major civil conflict of some type. These people that view the United States as the most oppressive and racist country in the world, these people are out of their minds. Not saying that we don't have problems and problems that we need to fix and work on. But what's happening now is not an attempt to fix problems. It's an attempt to destroy the system. It's an attempt to bring down the United States. Now, back to what I was saying. The people that got hit by this car are so delusional. They are so out of their minds that they stood in the middle of a highway at night with no lights. This is something that Tim Pool emphasized, no lights around a curve. This is spot on. This totally explains the reality that many people in this country are living. These people think they had no idea about the consequences of their actions. And this is an example of, it's almost as though it's a foreshadowing of things to come if this is not stopped. It's a bunch of stupid kids, mental children, their mental growth has been retarded. And they are putting themselves and everyone else in danger because they know not what they do. They've been brainwashed so heavily, they didn't even realize it was a bad idea to go onto a highway at night around a curve with no lights and block the highway with cars. And then not only that, there was no plan. They had no plan. These people had no plan for if something goes wrong. I can't believe that. I mean, most people have a plan for what they're going to do if a date isn't going well. You know, most people have a plan for, you know, what are you going to make for dinner if you don't have enough supplies in your pantry? These people are so smart. They're so intelligent. They're so woke. They didn't even know what to do when a car started barreling towards their barricade that they made. What on earth were these people thinking? What in the world did they think was going to happen? I'll tell you what. They didn't think about what was going to happen. That is what is happening throughout this whole movement. This whole movement is predicated on people not thinking of second and third order effects. The people that are rioting in Portland and Seattle, tearing down statues, canceling people, trying to destroy their livelihoods, these are not people that are thinking about what happens in a society where no one can say anything, what happens in a society where the economic system breaks down. No. These people are not thinking about that at all. Instead, they are thinking about what they want to do in the here and the now. That's all. That's all they can think about. They don't have any clue about what comes next. Do you think that these kids, these children, are honestly concerned about supply chains? Do you think that these children, these woke idiots, are thinking about, oh, if we dismantle our political and economic structure, and then there's no money, and then the farmers don't get paid, and then the grocery store workers don't get paid, and like if we block all the streets, if we cause all this havoc, none of them are thinking, oh, well, how will my mom and dad be fed? None of them are thinking about how will I feed my family? How will I feed myself? These are idiots. These are dumb people. And if they're not dumb people or stupid people, they're brainwashed people. I think we can all be susceptible to brainwash, and so I will give some people some leeway for that. I'll give people a little bit of leeway for that. But here's what I'll say. Those kids, and when I say kids, I mean they're probably almost my age. They're probably 25 years old. Walking into the middle of a highway and not being able to understand that they could lose their lives because a car had no idea that they were set up there. I mean, this is the world we live in today. They act surprised that this happened. How on earth could this person do this? We are divorced from reality as we continue to march towards some strange cultural revolution that we're in. I would like to say it can be stopped. I have to believe that. I think we all have to believe that it can be stopped. Just by speaking the truth. I will continue to speak the truth, what I see. That these people are foolish idiots, and we're going to see more of this kind of behavior. And why would anybody stop for a barricade? And real quick, we're seeing more and more of this. You know, there was a barricade at the Mount Rushmore speech for Trump. You don't have to like Trump or like Trump supporters, but they tried to physically block Trump supporters from going to his speech. How many conservatives are doing that to Joe Biden rallies, if there are any? I don't think there are any. But guess what? When you think you are defending when you think that Trump supporters are racist, evil people, as I talked about last time, when you're brainwashed to believe, when the premise of your reality is so warped that you believe all those that support Trump are racist, evil people, then you will block people from going to see their own president. You will barricade a highway, and then you'll be surprised when somebody drives through a crowd of people. All right, so obviously, I'm continuing the rest of this podcast in a different setting. I'm actually driving. But I want to discuss something adjacent to what we've been talking about. So, it's easy to see whatever is happening in the United States currently. You could call it a revolution, you could call it an insurrection, whatever it is. It's easier for us to see this through the lens of outside of the law, outside of what's legally acceptable, what people can do. However, there's also very nefarious forces at work on the legal side, which actually worries me much more so than the illegal activities going on. See, here's the deal. When you have people that are burning shit down and breaking things and, you know, attacking people in their cars, it's one thing when people are doing these activities, but they're going to jail, or they're going to court, or they're getting fined, or they're getting in trouble for what they're doing. It's another thing when those people are being released from jail, and then the law is purposefully going after and dismantling the people that are acting lawful. And that is what we are seeing across the United States. In my city in Houston, I think in Chicago and places around the country where they've arrested, in New York as well, where they've arrested large amounts of rioters and insurrectionists. They are being framed, of course, as protesters, and they are being released. Many of them are being released from jail. Just look it up on Google. Just check it out. You'll find plenty of articles of rioters, of antagonists, of antagonizers, people that want to start another war here in the United States. These people that are attacking innocent civilians, that are doing the work of evil people, that are possessed by ideas and ideologies they don't understand, trying to bring down the United States and its people, these people are getting out of jail no problem. You know who's going to jail? You know who's getting arrested? People that are trying to do the right thing. I never thought I would see this happen so fast. I've grown up in a semi-religious situation where, like I think a lot of people, where, you know, you went to church for maybe on and off periods of your life. You had periods where people around you were more religious and then less religious, things like that. I think that's a fairly common American experience. But then also the typical American experience of going to church on Sunday after having a kind of very secular week long of doing regular bullshit. Maybe talking shit to your kids or your parents or your friends, getting into regular amounts of trouble. Now, I am obviously not saying everyone's like this, but I think that's a very kind of average experience that many people have here or have had here. During that time, I was told on and off that, you know, Christians will be persecuted in the end times. And I want to say, as much as I would like to disagree with that, not everybody that's being, you know, unethically attacked with the law is a Christian, but it's basically the feeling, the atmosphere is the same. People that are abiding by the law, and not only the law, are just trying to be good citizens, are being arrested, are being charged. So let's take a look at that. There is a couple who was painting over a Black Lives Matter painting. So in the middle of the street, some people, I think it was in California, there was a big yellow sign in the middle of the street. I mean, huge. Probably went for one or two blocks. It said Black Lives Matter. Very thick yellow paint covering the road. Okay, now this was done by a mob. This was done by the by Antifa, by BLM. And nothing was done about it, right? So they can go out there and paint over the lines in the road, which is dangerous. But they can go out there and do that. But a couple went out there to simply paint over the already existing Black Lives Matter painting, and they're being charged. I don't remember with what they're being charged with, but it's related to some kind of graffiti or something of that nature. And there we have it. There we have it. If you go out into the middle of the street and block traffic and paint over the lines in the road with Black Lives Matter, which is an organization that is not about Black Lives Mattering, it is more about a Marxist agenda than Black Lives Matter. But you can go out into the road and do that and you're fine. Like I said, you can block traffic, you can fuck with people, you can attack people, you're okay. No one's gonna come after you. You paint over graffiti to clean up your town and you go to jail or you get arrested or you get charged. Another fantastic example, which is just now happening. There is a husband and wife couple in St. Louis, Missouri. There were some protests outside of their house back in a couple weeks ago. And the husband and wife came out with guns. Now, they didn't attack the protesters. The protesters were on private property because it was a private street in a gated neighborhood. And they were on their property, or they were approaching the couple's property. So, the couple came out and just let it be known, hey, we have guns, don't fuck with us. And now, the government, the city government of St. Louis, served them a search warrant and confiscated their AR-15. How is this possible? How are we allowing this to happen? How can this be that this is what happened? This is how it went down in the United States. This is how it's happening. We're going to see more of this. I truly believe we're going to see a lot more of this. And once again, you know how I described how what happened in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, how it probably happened very similar to what we see here, right? Where everybody's mistaken, I think, on how these things go down. They think it's very obvious. They think it's an announcement. Like, everybody kind of thinks, hey, out of the blue, somebody says, I hate the Jews, throw them in the gulags and throw them in the concentration camps, and then everybody just sits around and watches. No. It takes time. You have to slowly, inculcate people with the idea that a certain group is evil. After you slowly get that idea across that they're morally evil and deserve to be treated differently, then you can start enacting your policies. And by that point, a large percent of the population will already go along with you, and the rest will be scared. And that's what we're seeing now. But another step, the next step, is the government action that we're seeing. I didn't predict it. I didn't know. I don't know how this is playing out. This is such a strange idea. But now that outside of government, forces outside of the government have now hijacked the government for a long time now. I mean, the leftists, the Democrats control a lot of all the cities where this is going down, right? You know, if you go to any big city, almost all the big cities are controlled by Democrats, and that's where we're seeing the looting, the rioting, innocent people being attacked and targeted for unethical reasons. This is what we're seeing, how the law can be abused. So, where does this stop? We don't know where it stops. We don't know where it stops at all. That's why it's so important that we draw a line in the sand now and say no more of this bullshit. No more searching the house of people who are defending their property. No more arresting people for trying to fix graffiti in their city because it goes against Black Lives Matter. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing too many innocent people being affected. Now, what else is going on? The Supreme Court recently just made a decision, and I don't know what this means exactly, but it seems a little concerning to me, a little worrying. The Supreme Court basically, it appears that they handed over half of the state of Oklahoma to Native tribes. Now, some people might say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with that is that Americans live there. Americans live in that part of the state. So what does this mean? What does it mean? I'll tell you what it looks like to me. It looks like now that we've had this cultural revolutionary push, now the legal side is starting to follow behind. Now the legal side is starting to say, okay, the left wants to dismantle the United States, and so we're going to do it. Legally, we're going to do it. We're going to arrest people that are trying to stop the madness. We're going to start breaking up states based on treaties of 150 years ago. And we're going to upend the rule of law in existing parts of the country because of old Native American agreements with Native Americans. That's what we're going to do now. This is the world that we're in. This is upside down world. And a lot of people might say, well, it was originally Native land, dude. Hey, dude, it was originally Native land, motherfucker. Okay, yeah, I got it. I understand. But we didn't just walk in and say, this is mine, right? That's not how it went down. The past is, I've talked about this before, the past is a nuanced monster. The past is filled with bloodshed and survival, and out of that bloodshed and survival, things have been built. And if you want to go back generation after generation and dismantle our current system because of things done by people 200 years ago or 150 years ago, then we are in some real trouble. We are going to destroy our civilization. We're going to see destruction on a level that no American has ever seen, and maybe we deserve it. Honestly, it's crazy to me because to some extent, maybe we deserve this. We're soft people, we're entitled people. You know, a lot of the people that are advocating for bringing down the system, they're advocating for the revolution. A lot of these people have never seen conditions in the rest of the world. They've never been to a place where it's hard to live and make a living. They've grown up privileged, middle class, a lot of them white, and they don't understand the system they're trying to tear down. And they don't understand the things that they love will be gone. It's really nice to go to the grocery store and buy the things that you need for your family and your friends and yourself. Well, what happens when there's no rule of law? You can't get a good job because the economy is in the shitter. You know, if somebody rapes you or your significant other, there's no recourse because the courts are so messed up and crooked. That's where we're going to. That's where we're headed if we don't stop this. So we need to watch out for this next wave of the revolution, which is the legal. The institutions are being taken over. Our legal institutions, our business institutions, political institutions are being taken over. They have been for a long time. Now, as I've said previously about the programming, now the programmers are starting the programming. They've switched, or they've already programmed, now they've switched it on. Now people are marching like zombies into their own demise, into their own fire. And that's what we see. Anyway, that's all I got for today. You can follow me on my website, tstutch.com, Twitter, tstutch1, YouTube, Taylor Stutch, Facebook, Instagram, Taylor Radio. Thank you for listening. Let's start the counter-revolution.